Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Just a couple of LA ladies talking about Sir Elton John. It's an all new episode of Project Runway, season 17, episode 9. Let's chat about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh.
Who is it?
Okay.
Like it?
I was not ready for that.
I like it.
I'm feeling the new AfterBuzz vibe in here.
It's very modern.
We are in 2019 now.
2019,
I guess.
Officially.
I love it. Production.
Thank you.
Great work. I don't know if you caught my Tiny Dancer reference. The
yes.
Blue Jean Baby, LA Lady. Because it's all about Elton John this week.
Legend.
And I'm so excited about
yes.
that. I was lucky enough, one of my friends a couple months back. Texted me real last minute. He was like, hey, I have tickets to the Elton John show. Do you want to go? And in my head, I'm like, okay, sure. Why not? I love music. I love concerts. I love my friend. This will be great.
Yeah.
Come to find out, we're like 6 rows up at the Staples Center. And he only had like 3 days left of his farewell tour.
Wow, your friend is the plug. Keep that friend forever.
I got to witness history.
That's incredible.
I was so excited, and he honestly was the ultimate performer.
Of course.
Because everybody knows Elton John. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Elton John. He's a legend. He's an icon.
Yep.
He does it all. But when you see him in concert, even mm-hmm. as someone from our generation, you're like, holy cow, I know all of these songs.
Yeah.
And he is like 70 years old, and it's so funny because when he's on stage and performing, mm-hmm. he just has this huge energy.
Yeah.
But then he gets up to walk off the stage, and he's like a little old man hobbling.
His spirit is youthful, though.
So youthful.
Yeah.
We love Elton. Just had to give him a little shout yes. out because he rocked my world at the Staples Center a couple weeks ago, and I feel really lucky.
Yeah,
that I got
incredible.
To see him, you know, in his prime.
That'll go down
it's still
in
his
books.
Prime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this week, the Project Runway team got
yes.
to work with Elton-inspired looks because there's a brand new movie coming out called Rocket Man.
Mm-mm-mm.
So they got to talk with the actor who's playing Elton in the new movie. His name
yep.
is Taron Egerton. I think I pronounced that right. Yeah. And he got to announce the challenge. He got to show some of the costumes from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in the costume designer,
yeah.
whose name is Julian. He actually designed all the outfits that you see
Amazing.
In the movie. And the challenge was to create an early Elton look.
Yes.
With male models.
Yay!
Which is really, really exciting. So tell me your thoughts on the challenge. Just your initial thoughts.
Yeah. I love that we switched up the vibe. We got some testosterone. I
yep.
think the cast was loving it. Even the judges, they were like, wow, we should like...
Everybody was sweating a little
yeah.
bit. Everybody was like...
They weren't ready.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah, it's getting real steamy. So I loved that element. I like that. I think this theme really aligned, and I don't know if they did it on purpose or it just so happened to coincide with the Met Gala and that camp theme.
Ooh,
because
he is the king of camp.
Yeah, exactly. Like
Elton John is camp.
Being very extravagant
yeah.
and extra and out of the box.
I
and
like that connection.
It
I
worked
didn't even
perfectly,
think about
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was very fitting with how it, with the timing.
Why wasn't Elton there? Or why wasn't Elton hosting? Because,
Man.
You know, it's like a female host and a male host. So this year was Lady Gaga and Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
It should have
he
been Lady
the,
Gaga
yeah.
and Elton.
Elton John.
And I, off topic a little bit, but
yeah.
I definitely think Gaga draws a lot of inspo from
oh,
Elton.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And we saw it Monday. Was it Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah. First Monday
Four
of
looks.
May.
Oh, yeah. First Monday of May. Met Gala Monday. But yeah, no. Elton is definitely an influence.
King of camp.
Mm-hmm.
King of camp.
King
I
of camp.
Love it. I love Elton. I love biopic movies. Like,
yeah.
I loved Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, you're really
yeah,
into that.
Yeah, I think that's all great. So I'm really excited to see it. But I did think it was, like, a little brandy.
Mm,
you know?
Really?
I feel like Project Runway, no shade,
yeah.
is very big with branding.
True.
So it felt a wee bit forced to me that the movie's coming out, so there's a whole episode of Project Runway dedicated to it for promo.
Right.
But that's just me being...
It works because...
It did. Now I do want to see the movie now.
It's a lot on my radar, and I'm like, oh, well, I saw Project Runway. It only makes sense to... Yeah. Go and pay to see the film.
That's why they do what they do.
Smart marketing.
It works.
It worked very well.
It really, really works. All right, so diving into the challenge now, they're switching up a lot this week, okay? So male models, that's different. They got to go to Notion, which is like a jewelry accessory store.
It's real cool.
So fun. But probably the biggest wrench in the episode is the old castmates are back.
I loved that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so you love it as a viewer, but how do you think the contestants felt when they saw them all come back in?
They were probably like, I have to work with someone else again, because last week was a team competition.
Mm-hmm.
So this week wasn't really like, you weren't like working together because they were leading the way.
They were
still
more just like a helping hand.
But you still have to like deal with another personality, which is annoying. But for me, I was able to see some of my favorites. Like, I love Afa. I love Frankie. Like, their energy is so infectious. Great seeing them. And it's just, you know, it's going to create some drama. So why not?
Yeah, because usually, like, a lot of reality shows use this trope of, like, inviting back the old cast members. And usually there's this reaction of, like, oh, hell no.
Right.
But everybody was, like, clapping and cheering and seemed pretty happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once again, Project Runway, you guys are just too nice to each other.
Pretty amicable,
okay? Well, sweet most group. Of you, as we'll see later on. But another thing is, okay, so the specifics, I guess, we could talk about that. It's a two-day challenge. They had $400 to Mood.
Yes.
$300 to Notion.
Yes.
The cast members are back. And not all of them are thrilled to be back. Can we talk about that for a second? Miss Nadine, I'm not exactly thrilled to be back.
I wonder if they're contractually obligated to come back.
First of all, they must be.
Yeah.
But...
Because if that were the case, why did you come back?
Then why sign up to be on a reality television show?
I'm like,
riddle me that.
You're still sour? Like,
oh, she,
why are you
she
still
big
bitter?
Mad still. Yeah.
My gosh.
So, yeah. Teamwork, two-day challenge, more budget, no immunity.
Mm-mm.
So Hester got the last immunity.
Oh, yeah. And she got the most, too.
Which is stressful for the contestants, but come to think of it, I don't think anyone's used it yet. Have they? Maybe I'm wrong.
Used what?
Their immunity. Like, I don't think anyone's gotten to the point where they would have been eliminated, but immunity saved them. So I don't know if they really need
a bug. That is true. Well, no, last week Jamal was in the bottom, but his immunity helped save him. Even though I don't think he had the worst look up between him
He got close.
Yeah, he got close. That's probably the closest.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's gonna be tough now,
though. It's a little stressful, but...
Immunity is a nice safety blanket.
It is. It definitely is. So, Elton John, I was surprised that, like, not all the castmates were that familiar with Elton John. Because to me, he's just such a household name internationally.
Yeah.
That I feel like everyone knows him. But Sebastian was like, I don't know this Elton John. I don't know what to do. My dad really likes him. But.
Yeah. He was a little confused, and I think there was another challenge where, I don't know if it was Sebastian or Rakan or someone else was confused about the theme because they're not culturally familiar with it.
Yeah.
So, in situations like that where, but his dad is, maybe he just doesn't, that's not
maybe
his genre of choice,
thing.
You
yeah.
know? But when you are culturally disconnected from music or whatever, it is hard to get into that headspace and properly manifest the themes and the vibes
of
that era.
I know, it's weird for me to think that, like, not everybody is obsessed with music.
Yeah.
Like, some people, music just isn't their thing.
Yeah, but then there are other people, like, music is all they care about. Like,
right.
They rather music than TV.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess, obviously, Sebastian rathers fashion. Than music.
Fashion or nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... There was that challenge. There was that part of it that was hard for some people. But I think the thing that most designers were freaking out with was the fact that they weren't working with women.
Yeah.
And it's really different for them to size men and design for men. What did you think about that whole thing?
I was surprised that more of them haven't designed for men.
Yeah, me too.
I was surprised that it wasn't normal. I mean, I expect a few people to be unfamiliar.
Specialized or something. Right.
But I was kind of taken aback. I think Garo clearly is like a wizard at it. He's like comfortable. But he was like one of the few people who seemed confident in styling.
Well, something that I think is really interesting about Garo, as I've mentioned in the past, is he designs a lot of drag costumes.
Yes.
So technically, he's like making these feminine designs, but he's fitting them on men. You know what I mean? So he kind of gets the best of both worlds.
Wow, that's a good observation.
You know, so
that's
an advantage. I think maybe that's part of the reason why he shines so much.
Definitely, because that helps if you can design for both genders.
Yeah.
Far ahead.
Yeah, he's very, like, gender fluid, mm-hmm. which is Elton. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, everyone talked about that as well, how Elton was always, you know, breaking the barriers and whatnot. What else? Sebastian, we heard a lot about background this episode.
Yes.
We heard a lot more, you know, like, personal stuff. We got to hear a little bit about family with Sebastian and Layla. So, and Bishme and Jamal. But Sebastian hasn't seen his family in 3 years because he got married in the States and he's waiting on his papers. And like we mentioned earlier, his dad really loves Elton John and he was like taking this so hard because he just wanted to make his dad proud. And Layla also had the dad connection. She said her dad was like a 70s rock star, feels like she wants to make her family proud because she comes from this artistic background, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just found that really interesting that everyone kind of honed in on this challenge and brought it back to family.
Because family's at, like, the root of the why.
And music, too.
That, too. And music is so much a part of your childhood and memories and nostalgia.
There's certain songs your parents show you.
Yep.
Growing up, and you instantly hear them, and you're like, this is my mom, or this is my dad.
Yes, it just, like, triggers emotions, you know? So I think, and Layla said her family is very musically inclined, and she has musicians in her family. So she was really personally connected to this. Versus Sebastian doesn't really know who Elton John is, but his dad loved him.
He clung to it, because he was like, but my dad.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Bishme talking to his mom, and them having that sweet conversation, and he was like, you know, even though she's my mom, we talk more like girlfriends, and I love that.
Yeah, I loved how playful they were. They were talking about butts.
Butts.
Because that's a thing mothers and sons do,
talk
I guess.
About all the time.
But it's cute. I loved seeing everybody's, you know, it all comes back to family, I guess. And it's really, I thought it was really sweet. So I guess like a more playful thing was we got to see Jamal try on high heels for the first time.
Hilarious.
And he talked about his alter ego, Candy. She's a 16-year-old white girl who loves bubblegum and vodka. And come to think of it, Candy is me. I think I am Jamal's alter ego.
You are his, like, spirit animal.
Like, he said she's very, like, and, like, that's all he said. He didn't even say a word. He said she's very, like, and we all know exactly what it means, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Now we just need to get you and Jamal in the same room.
Yeah, Jamal.
So you guys can connect.
I think we would really hit it off.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of your spirit animal. Oh, my gosh.
So
but
funny.
Speaking of Jamal, can we just talk about a new segment that I would like to create called Jamal's Rookie Mistakes?
Oh, yeah. It's like every week.
Every week he just makes a rookie mistake. And it's always in the workroom once the materials are done, once the sketches are done.
When it's too late.
When it's too late. This week he was supposed to make a mesh top to go underneath his jacket. And they're getting ready to make it. And come to find out. I just had an Australian accent for a second. Come to find out, the mesh fell out the bag.
Oh, that broke my heart. I felt it for him because I was like, oh, no, it's there.
And he's doing it again. He's doing it again.
It wasn't there. And I've been there before where I've lost something. And I'm like, no, I know I have it. And then you don't actually have it, and then you freak out.
It happens to me literally every time I go to Trader Joe's. I don't know why. I'm not kidding. I have this weird thing with Trader Joe's. Every time I go, I will specifically buy something. I will literally see them, like Jamal said. He saw him scan it. He saw it on the receipt.
And then it disappears?
It's not in the car. It's not in the bag. It's not in the cart. It don't know where it goes.
You have a phantom thief around
I might,
you.
And I think Jamal might too. So, like, I get it. Maybe it's because really, I'm a spirit animal.
You really are connected.
I get it. What is going on? I really get it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I felt for him in this episode because having one mishap in an episode is normal, but, like, not consecutively. Because then that's just, it's already stressful enough. Like, nobody needs that added to it. So, when that happened, I felt for him. But he bounced back.
He turned it around.
He did.
He really did. All right. And so, a partnership that I have to talk about is COVID and Hester. I thought off the bat that that would be great. I thought they're both kind of quirky, colorful. She said the same thing. She's like, my colorful sister.
I love that.
But it didn't really go to plan.
No. I think, well, the issue seemed like she needed her jacket to design. Like, without the jacket, she really couldn't continue.
Yeah.
And COVID was taking really long. And I don't really remember COVID being slow in prior episodes.
Yeah.
So that kind of shocked me. I'm like, is he just not familiar with designing this type of jacket or what was going on? But I felt bad for him just because you don't want him to be the reason why she's in the bottom. So I was concerned about that.
He was a very different COVID this time around.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because maybe, you know, getting out of the competition kind of like shook his confidence or what, but probably. He was much more
mellow, muted version of himself.
Yeah. Or maybe they just weren't giving him camera time because
that too, it wasn't that off. Interesting. Yeah.
Not sure, but it was a little funky. That didn't go as I thought it would.
I know.
So, it's about that time where we dive into, you know, the outfits and all that. But before we do that, do you have something you would like to share?
I do. So, you guys know that you help us to be the ESPN of TV Talk. So, if you're watching us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and please subscribe. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating and, of course, comment on both platforms. We love you all. We love talking to you guys and coming here every single week to talk about our favorite show, our contestants, and all of the good and bad looks. So thanks, guys.
Yes. So let's get into that.
Yes.
The good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
So top and bottom.
Top and bottom. Alrighty. My top was Gero. Like, by far, I saw that, and I was just like, snap, 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 snap. Beautiful.
Snap, 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 snap.
Hey, now.
Oh, I'm going for the back.
Hey. No, it was just, it stood out the most to me.
Yeah.
Like, he did his signature corset, the boots, those platform boots.
Yeah, I loved the boots.
So, like, you can't miss it. I feel like you can just walk in that and feel confident just because of, like, how they're just so boss. And the, like, how everything was, like, silver and bright. And, yeah, he killed it. And I was proud that he got honored for his specialty, which is, like, stage outfits.
Yeah.
And then my bottom, I really did not like those pants that Vinny designed.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to fix it when he saw it on the model and realized that it was dragging. And he was trying to create this train look, but it was not coming across.
For once, I kind of agree with Nadine.
I know.
Because Nadine was his partner. And she was like, I just want to run up to the back of that train and snip him off.
Yes. And I was concerned.
I felt the same way,
honestly.
I was concerned
the guy was going to trip.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't.
He's a good model.
Yeah.
You did your thing.
Good job, whoever you are.
Yeah. Because I don't think I could do the same.
No.
I would have fell on my face.
Yeah.
On the runway.
That was dangerous.
Yeah. And we've seen that before this season.
Yeah. That's
it's
happened.
Not out of the question. No. Sonia's model in the camp out challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's possible. I actually had two tops and two bottoms this week.
Oh.
I liked them that much, and I disliked them that much, I guess. But in my top, I had Bishme.
Okay.
I loved the t-shirt.
So cute.
The t-shirt was so different. Nobody did anything like that. And it felt very Elton to me, like very 70s rock. Like, of course, he's super glam, but the 70s rock was also about, like, the band tees and, like, you know, like, the aesthetic of it really worked for me.
Very on theme.
And I loved the layers. I loved the jacket.
The reveals.
The reveal to the t-shirt, to the, like, kind of elevated overalls, I guess you could call them.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I was very, very much into that. And then my other top was
Garo, yeah. obviously, because he just used so many different materials. There were so many levels to the look. To me, I thought it looked like something that Elton would actually wear on stage yeah. or could have been a part of the movie. Mm-hmm. And Garo, like, I didn't realize that he was so high up into the costume game.
I didn't either.
That subtle flex with working with Madonna yeah. and Nicki Minaj and Beyonce? Yeah, like, how are you just going to, like, nine episodes in, going to say, oh, yeah, by the way, I designed for Beyonce. Or I did the Madonna Human Nature video. That's crazy.
Why are we just learning about this? We're halfway through.
Yeah, so he is a very humble guy.
Very. I like that. I like him even more then.
Yeah, and this was totally his week to flex.
And he showed out.
And he flexed. And I'm not mad at him for mm-hmm. it. Not even a little bit. And my bottom was Venny
yeah.
because that terrible train.
Ooh, yeah.
That train was just rough.
No.
I mean, there's no other words for it. It was just, it looked cheap. It looked unfinished and
yep.
I saw his idea. The train just needed to be thinner. It was too thick. I think if it was like almost like a rat tail,
yeah.
instead of like a train, it would have looked better.
A rat tail. Yeah.
I know when does a rat tail ever sound like a good idea? But I feel like maybe on this specific pair of pants, it could have worked.
Too much material.
Too much. It was too much in general. And then Layla, I had her in my bottom as well. I felt it just looked really costumey. And it's so weird because that's just not her.
No,
she doesn't
at all.
Have a costumey aesthetic at all. We haven't seen anything from her that gave me that vibe.
Yeah.
But this week, it just...
She was going for the cowboy rock star theme.
Right.
Which came out a little bit, but it was just hanging on him instead of flattering...
Right. I think it needed more of a silhouette. And yeah. I think if she was going to go for the cowboy instead of using that electric blue,
mm-hmm.
why not denim?
Mm.
You know, why not just some crazy bedazzled denim? Because yeah. when I think cowboy, denim.
Think of denim, yeah. not like royal blue
yeah,
material.
And there's ways to make denim look cool. Like, and if she wanted to throw the rock star in there, why not like... I don't know. She could have done like a leather and denim thing, like a bedazzled leather and denim. And I loved the chaps idea.
Yes.
I think that was a great idea. That was sexy. That was playful. That mm-hmm. was something that Elton, I think, really would have done.
Yeah.
It was just execution.
Just didn't.
I know.
All the way.
And so I thought Brandon, of course, had some great one-liners going down the runway. My favorite this week was... He talking about Jamal's outfit, he said he looks like a zebra chicken. And he did.
I love that. He has the best lines.
And so that should be another. Okay, so another new special segments. Jamal's rookie mistake and Brandon's one-liners.
Yes.
So, yeah.
What will it be next week?
Who knows? He comes up with the craziest stuff. But let's get into the judges' top and bottom.
Yeah.
So... It came down to the top. They couldn't decide between Bishmay and Garo, and they couldn't decide between Venny and Layla, mm-hmm. which, I mean, not going to brag, but that's exactly who I put for the top and bottom.
She's clairvoyant, y'all.
So should I be we should be guest judges for next season.
Bravo. Hey.
Hey, here's two experts who talk about your show literally every week.
It's us.
I didn't even think of that till now, but... I think we should start our campaign. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Let's get on it.
Yeah. I'm going to tweet you every day for the next year.
Until it happens. We're manifesting.
But yeah, I mean, clearly we have a stronghold
yes.
on the tops and the bottoms. Mm-hmm. But when it came down to it, ultimately, between Bishmay and Garo, they went with Garo.
Mm-hmm.
Cool with that? Are you yes. cool with that decision?
That was my top look. I love Bishmay's outfit, like you said. Very multidimensional, and you could take something off and it's a whole different look. But there was just something that really aligned with the theme of Elton John and Rocket Man and that aesthetic they were going for. It just hit every single mark, and it was undeniably the number one look for me.
Yeah.
So I agreed with it completely.
And I do too. Yeah. No complaints. Go Garo. This is your thing. You shone. Is shown a word? You shined? You shone.
You shined.
You shined.
You shined.
You shimmered. You shimmered like a little light that you are.
And I'm happy he won because this is his specialty.
Yeah.
And that
was
been hard.
His challenge to win.
He's like, I am going to win. And it would have sucked had he not won.
Yeah, because he came in guns blazing.
Yeah. But he showed us why he is the best at that.
Yeah. He did it. He did the damn thing. Mm-hmm. So the bottom came down to Layla and Benny. And the judges had some harsh words. They said Venny is inconsistent and Layla is forgettable. That, like daggers to my heart if I was either of them.
Gosh.
Those are like two of the worst words you'd want to hear as a designer.
Exactly. Because as a designer, you always want to be hitting the mark and making everyone happy.
You want to be consistent. You want to be memorable. Yeah. You don't want to be inconsistent or
forgettable.
Yeah.
You want celebrities to be like, oh, who designed that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hire him, not...
Not like, who is that?
What's his name?
What'd they do?
Ew.
So it came down to Layla. Mm-hmm. She was out this week.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
Well, I'm bummed just because it was the first time seeing her in the bottom. And unlike Vinny, she's never been there before. So I was surprised. I thought he was actually going to go home just because Elaine said he's inconsistent. So
right.
I was assuming, okay, they're over the flip-flop.
They get on him about his taste level
exactly.
a lot.
Exactly. He doesn't show restraint.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, they're cutting the cord. He's out. So when they eliminated Layla, I was very surprised because she's been consistent.
Yeah. We talk about that on the show. Yeah.
And she was in our top three predictions.
I know.
We mentioned her shout out from Instagram last week.
Yeah.
So that's why I was even more shook just because I think she is talented and she has the skill set. This, unfortunately, wasn't her best challenge, but everybody has bad days. And
it was a bad day to have a bad day, man. Because this was the 1 week, too, that we lost immunity. And
and a lot of people did very well, even though, like,
yes,
they were having a
hard
time. Her and Venny had the most obvious poorly designed pieces.
Because everyone else shined real bright this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the judges said it. They were like, wow, we need male models more often.
Maybe
because
that's the secret.
Bring on the men. Maybe that's what it is. But yeah, I was sad to see Layla go too. She had I felt like she really opened up this episode and we got to like know her more on a personal level. And she, you know, opened up about how her family's full of dreamers and they've come really close to making it. And she feels like she made it.
Yeah.
And then like,
she was going to make the pattern stop. No longer were they not going to successfully fulfill their dreams.
Right. And it's not over for her.
It's not.
She did make it. She made it very far. Mm-hmm. And I loved how she exited the show. I felt like she exited with so much grace.
Yeah.
She just said, thank you so much. This has been an amazing opportunity.
Classy.
Yeah. And very classy.
Very classy. And Christian complimented her. He was like, I really admire your no waste protocol in the workroom. And I'm going to encourage my employees to do that as well.
She got two kisses from Carly Kloss.
Wow. Two? Not
yeah. She
one.
Got up out her seat for her.
Two kisses.
She must have it going on.
Yeah.
But exciting news, guys. It's not the end of Layla.
No, not at all.
We're going to have her on the show next week.
Yes.
I can't wait. I'm
really
so excited. She's going to Skype in from Dallas, and we're going to chat because her career is far from over, and she's going to catch us up on everything she's been up to since
she's got a lot.
Project Runway.
Ahead of her.
Can't wait, Layla. We're so excited to talk to you. It's going to be awesome. All right. Shall we get into some news and gossip?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
All righty.
What's poppin'?
This past Monday was the Met Gala. Met Gala Monday.
Oh, I was hoping we would talk about this.
Yes. And the theme was camp. And they came out and showed out. And Brandon Maxwell had the celebrity of the night, Lady Gaga, who hosted. And
yep. I saw that.
We're going to get to her. But the first person that we're going to show is Laverne Cox.
Ooh.
And so the first few looks that you guys are going to see
Queen.
Are done by our mentor, Mr. Christian Siriano. And so this was designed by Christian.
How cool.
And it was her, I believe it was, I don't know if it was her first Met Gala, but.
Very campy.
Yeah, very campy. Like all of that going on in the shoulder area. And
it's
even
very
the
Black
train.
Swan.
Black Swan, yeah. Black Swan meets Met Gala Camp.
Love it.
So that's the first look. And then the next look is, yes.
This was Christian?
This is also Christian.
This was yes. one of my favorites of the whole night. Mm-hmm.
This was like what you should go for if you're trying to do camp.
Gender bender amazingness.
Step it up and do something crazy. And I loved it.
I love how he did the makeup on the opposite yeah. side. He did the no makeup on the feminine side and the makeup on the masculine side. And he had an earring. Like, he just, yeah, he turned that all the way up.
That is very out of the box and creative. So, bravo.
Oh, I'm so happy that that's Christian's.
And then the next look is Mr. Ryan Murphy himself. He's giving me kind of, like, that's Dracula so Elton. Vibes.
That's so Elton. Yeah. That kind of looks like what Garrow did this episode.
It does. Or even, like, Jamal kind of had something similar, like, with the
yeah.
that fan coming out of your neck.
That Dracula vibe, yeah.
I really love the nude color scheme. It's very pretty.
Gorgeous. Love that.
And then our last Christian look is Miss Janelle Monae. This, hands down, was my favorite.
This was him, too?
Yes. This is my favorite look of the night.
I loved this one so much. I'm so excited that this is Christian. Yeah. I loved the layers of hats.
The layers.
Wait, did you notice, too, that the eye blinked?
Yes!
Wow, Christian.
And just, like, the preciseness of it all, but then the color pop, and then how, like you said, the hats are layered, but they're impeccably stained together yeah. and balanced. Oh,
wow,
gosh.
This was a look. I'm perfect. So excited that that was Christian.
Yes. So Christian killed that. And then we're going to go and show you a couple more pictures.
Yes, yes. Bring on the pics.
Miss Lady Gaga herself, the host and the woman of the evening. She changed 4 times.
Yes, she did.
4 times. This first one is her pink look. It's like really big and voluminous. And
neon.
Yeah, bright. You can't miss her. And then after that, we have her in a second look. And this, you know, it's a little bit more subdued. It's black, but she has her umbrella. And then after that, she goes back to
pink.
I
love this one, the drama in this one.
She has her phone. Shout out to her telephone.
This is me.
Single.
Yeah, this is how I feel on the inside. I swear.
And then the very last one is she stripped down and took it all
like
off.
That's me at night.
So basically, Lady Gaga was you.
Yeah, like daytime to nighttime mood for sure. Holy cow, I love her so much.
And then the very last look is not look, but is Brandon Maxwell and her having a beautiful moment kissing. And if you guys go on Instagram, you can see the caption that he posted, just expressing his love for her and how Lady Gaga has always been supportive.
Like a muse of his,
and
I feel
true
like.
Friend.
Yeah,
he was like, he's worked for her for a very long time, and it was really touching. All the things that he said.
They are true stars.
True superstars.
I mean, as a designer, it really doesn't get bigger than the Met Gala.
No. It's fashion's biggest night.
And they are not only designing on it, but they're designing some of the biggest stars. And those were some of the best looks of the night.
Yes.
I mean,
those are the looks we're talking about.
100%.
So how fitting is it that they're on a show advising designers and they're proving that.
How exciting for the candidates on the show now to see where your career can go.
Yep, exactly. Christian is an icon.
Yeah, and he started in the same place they did. That is super inspiring, and I'm not even on the show.
And he designs for all body types, too. That's what I love about him.
Yeah.
Ugh, he's talented.
I'm inspired.
Right?
I'm so inspired. All right, we're going to do a little quick caption police action. Ah, yes.
Alrighty, we have Mr. Bishmi's look.
What you got, girl?
Taking my horse to the Old Town Road.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that.
Because it's kind of giving me cowboy vibes with the hat and then the flare, the pants. I feel like they're flared. But like you said, it's almost like the denim look that you wanted for Layla to have. I kind of have those vibes in this. And I'm like, why not Old Town Road by Lil Nas? That's what I got for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of going to go off the rapper thing, and I think my caption is going to be, Riff Raff, is that you?
Yes!
I don't know if it's the model's goatee or the glasses, but besides Elton John vibes, this does look a little more modern.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of giving me Riff Raff vibes. I feel like this is something that Riff Raff would totally wear.
I feel that.
Yeah. All right.
Very on brand.
So, it's about that time.
Yeah.
What do we predict?
What do we predict? Ooh.
Buzz. Now, you're after Buzz
TV predictions.
Alrighty.
What's in the works? What are we down to? Seven contestants
yeah,
left?
Yeah, it's just getting smaller and smaller.
They're still standing. Christian made that I'm Still Standing reference, like the Elton John song, and nobody got it. Jamal and
Jamal's a Rakan baby.
Were like, what? Yeah. Who? Anyways.
But, okay, my prediction. I think this is really going to shake things up by not having immunity. And we're going to really see who can be consistent and not rely on the crutch of immunity and being safe. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I hope, hopefully, Hester will have a good episode.
Yeah.
The following week, since, you know, her turkey jacket wasn't really what she planned for. And she's had the most wins. So let's see if that changes her performance. As for Jamal, he was in the top this week. And so last week he was in the bottom. And the week before that he was in the top. So I kind of want to see more consistency. And hopefully he can keep that progress going. Yeah. And not keep being inconsistent. Because like we said, the judges noticed that.
Yeah.
And that's about it for me.
Okay. Yeah, it's really getting down to the wire, and now that Layla's out, she was in our top three prediction, I feel like I'm going to do a revised top.
Okay.
I'm still sticking with Sebastian.
Nice.
I'm still sticking with Hester.
Yeah.
And for the top three, I'm going back and forth between Garo and Tessa.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I feel like it could go either way between those two, but regardless, I'm still confident that Sebastian and Hester
for sure
are in the top two.
If anyone out of those three, it's definitely Sebastian.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I thought you were actually going to say Garo and Bishmi for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be Bishmi too. He's been surprisingly consistent, and he's been in the top multiple times.
Several times.
Yeah. I'm waiting on a Bishmi win.
Because Tessa, she does, like for the most part, she's been consistent.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been in the top too many times. Yeah. Not as many as Bishmi.
Yeah.
So that's
It could be Bishmi too. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. It's really, like Christian said it too, it's really getting down
to the wire.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's really heating up. Everyone's getting really dramatic. Dun, dun, dun. I guess we're just going to have to see next week. Episode 10. Oh my gosh. That means there's only six more to go after that.
That's crazy.
Keep us posted on your thoughts, opinions, feelings. Let's chat.
Let us know.
Yeah, and we're really excited for Layla next week. Can't wait.
Yes, we're excited to have you, girl.
All right, we will see you all next week.
Where can they find you?
Oh, how could I forget? Yeah. Guys, follow me. Be my friend. I'm at @JessicaO'Connor_ on Instagram. And for you, my friend.
Yes, Simone Thomas on all social platforms. Thanks, guys.
Hit that follow.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.